welcome to Daily Show for March 4th, Friday, March 4th. It's minus 7, feels like minus 10 with wind chill. It's not a weather podcast, though. This is definitely not a weather podcast. But it is brought to you by Daily-ish. No, it's not. It's brought to you by Feed Press. I think I've done that three times. Take a shot of your favorite coffee or whatever you happen to be drinking. Every time I do that, brought to you by Feed Press. Feed Press is the analytics and podcast hosting platform that we use here at Good Stuff to send out all the podcasts that we use. I also use it on my personal blog just for sending out the RSS feed that people can subscribe to in various programs and apps and sites and things, so that I can see sort of roughly some stats on who's reading what and where and when and why and how and what they're using to play the podcast with. That kind of stuff is what we get, the sort of stats and stuff that we get out of FeedPress. Plus, they host the podcast for us and send it out all over the world using a much faster content distribution network, which is CDN for short. There you learn something new if you hear someone talking about a CDN somewhere in some sort of tech meeting. There you go. Free information handed out liberally thanks to FeedPress. You can get 10% off your first year of usage of FeedPress if you use promo code DAILYISH during your checkout. Go to feed.press/DAILYISH today and sign up and try for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. And also by Patreon supporters such as yourself. Visit patreon.com/iChris and you can join the, I don't like using the word community. There is a community there, but it's not like you have to pay to be a part of a community. That's not what it is. Anyways, there's a group of folks who happen to be paying who kind of have formed a community through our stuffy Slack, the Slack group that we have for anybody who's supporting any show on Good Stuff. And, you know, you can sort of help. I don't know if shaping Good Stuff is too big of a word maybe, but, you know, involved in the sort of some of the discussions of how Good Stuff happens and just also some of the discussions of a podcast like this one you could discuss with other listeners, such as Aaron or Moondaze. That's her alias. She has her real name in the Slack thing. So anyways, all that to say, if you want to join that and you are a Patreon member already, let me know. Chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address. Or you can join Patreon and with $1 or $2 a month, and you can become a part of that group. It includes shows, other listeners to other shows like Three Guys, Three Questions, The Morning Show. That's it for now, I think. Other posts are talking about joining. Anyways, I have a question for you. When is a kid? My question is, when is a kid sick and when is a kid not sick? And if anything generates some sort of feedback, I would imagine this, it would, if there's any parents out there anyways, because it's a common thing of like, your kid is sick, but you want to go out and do stuff as a family, especially if you have more than one child. And so do you punish everybody? Does somebody stay home with the sick kid? And obviously there's varying degrees of sick. So I'll lay this out for you over our weekend here. The Friday today, the kids are off school, so there's no school. It's kind of like a nice little bit of a longer weekend and it's supposed to be really nice Saturday and Sunday, above zero, above freezing. So should be a nice day to be outside and do stuff. Our middle child, Mason, comes home from school sick Thursday, not feeling good, laying down, tired, sleeps for 3 hours, 2 hours after school, wakes up, feels great. He's awesome. And this is the warning for parents out there who I'm sure we've had this before with this child specifically, but in general, it's just the calm before the storm, because he was fine. He's running around, he's playing, he's like hungry, eats supper, great. Then 9:30 Sue and I sit down to watch some Survivor, as you do if you're at all interested in Survivor. And we hear thump, thump, thump down the stairs, and Mason's downstairs, and he's not like puking, but he's just, you know, not feeling great, can't sleep because he slept for 2 hours. No big deal. Throw a blanket on him, sit down, watch Survivor with us for 10 minutes. And then we're like, hey, time to go back upstairs. And as he's going upstairs, he chucks his entire supper on the stairs. So, okay, now he's sick. In my mind, he's classified as sick. And sick kids, you know, rest and don't touch things and get sprayed with Lysol so that they don't spread the germs, and you wear hazmat suits around them all the time. But sleep through the night just fine. I'm anticipating like a night of like every 3 hours, because Mason's our puker. He's like, if he's sick, he's sick. He's out. He's laid out. Can't get up. You know, just it knocks him out for 3 or 4 days, 2 or 3 days, and puking, you know, everything he eats, he pukes up, etc. This one, he sleeps through the night just fine. And is up in the morning. We wake up at like, we sleep in till 8, which is crazy. That never happens. And our kids are all, 3 of them are playing downstairs. Mason, one of them. We assume, you know, Mason's in bed, and the other two are downstairs playing. No, he's down there, you know, yelling and jumping around and playing. So that's where we're at this morning as we're making some pancakes. So we'll see. He's drank a bunch of water this morning. Nothing has come back up. And so who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens. We can play the morning show has a upvote downvote game where, I mean, it's more on a topic of something that you, of whether you think that's a good or bad thing, but upvote downvote on whether you think Mason will puke again. That's a fun game for everybody else to play except for us. So we'll see. Like he, what was I going to say? He's we'll feed him one pancake and then just sort of watch and wait in anticipation and dread to see what happens. Boom. But luckily our kids are mostly old enough. I mean, he hit the stairs obviously last night because it kind of, he just doesn't recognize the signs of when you're about to puke. But our kids, once they know they're sick, they're old enough to like carry the bucket around and hit the bucket and not make a huge mess everywhere. But it still happens. Like I know last year, this time I was looking in my day one journal and I have a tag for sick and entries. That's basically what my day one journal is me complaining when our kids are sick. But it was actually last year, this time, March, when our kids went through a puking party of sorts. And so, yeah, I think it's always like we thought this year, especially we kind of thought, hey, maybe, you know, going to Mexico, coming back, maybe we skip some of the flu-y, whatever yucky stuff that everybody else would have gotten. But actually, no, we're just right on schedule. So there you go. Plus one for journaling, knowing that your kids are on their puking schedules, just normal. All right. I don't need your advice on sickness because I think about it enough as it is. I think I lean towards the militaristic view of like, if your kid should stay quarantined for 2 days after the last time they puked or coughed or whatever. That's sort of my leaning towards, but obviously that isn't very practical in a family or in real life in general. If you're a solo adult or married or whatever, but without kids and you're just a person, an adult, then it's pretty easy to quarantine yourself, especially if you have a job that you can do remotely or whatever. Like I do, no big deal. You just stay, avoid people for until you're really healthy. Kids, it's just not so easy. It's people want to play. They want to go out. You want to hang out. You want to just like not have to all be quarantined together. So we'll see what we do. See how it goes. Let me know. Upvote, downvote. More puke to come. Thanks for listening. Hope this doesn't make you puke. If the discussion of puke does, maybe skip this episode. It's a little bit belated. Hope you have a great weekend wherever you are in the world. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.